Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on March 18 regarding Augustin, A-U-G-U-S-T-I-N, Ramirez-Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. Augustin Ramirez-Ruiz is a 58-year-old male who alleges he was injured at work on two occasions, period. He relates on one occasion he fell from the ladder about 9 feet and injured his shoulder, period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a broken, torn tendon, period. This was repaired surgically, period. He completed his course of active treatment in February 2021. He says 2 weeks before his shoulder surgery, he experienced pain in the neck and back of his head, period. He also asserts he injured his neck and head at the end of August in an unspecified fashion, period. He is a difficult historian with the language barrier. Despite my bilingual medical assistant, period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, relative to the incident of 3/5/20, he states he claimed he dropped framing tape on his foot and injured his right foot. Period. In his second claim petition, he alleges on 2/15/21, he fell from a ladder, injuring his right shoulder, comma right clavicle, comma right foot and ankle, comma head and neck. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show the petitioner was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 3/5/20, complaining of pain in his left foot. Period. This is likely a typographical error. Period. Just make pain in the right foot. After assessment, he was diagnosed with contusion of the right lesser toes without damage to the nail. Period. He was placed on activity restrictions and underwent x-rays. Period. Initially, this was read as negative. Scratch that. This was read as no fracture. Period. He followed up over the next few weeks, running through 3/12/20, period. On that occasion, he was referred for an MRI of the right foot, period. He We are not in receipt of the MRI to confirm it was completed. Period. Paragraph. On 2/15/21, he returned to Inspira Urgent Care, stating he fell from a ladder approximately 5 feet and landed on his right shoulder. Period. That was the same day of the visit of 2/15/21. Period. They ascertained a history of back surgery in 1991. Period. He underwent x-rays and was examined. Period. Diagnoses of contusion of the right shoulder and elbow were rendered, for which he was initiated on conservative care. Period. He followed up and remains symptomatic, period. He underwent an MRI of the right shoulder on 3/2/21 to be inserted here, period. He returned to Inspira on 3/4/21 and was referred for orthopedic consultation, considering the MRI findings. Paired in a paragraph, Mr. Ramirez was then seen orthopedically by Dr. DeVenaro on 3-20-20. Paired this was for an evaluation of his right foot. After the injury of 3-5-20, period, Dr. DeVenaro referenced MRI of the right forefoot that showed osseous contusion of the distal phalanx of the great toe. But his assessment was right foot and pain and contusion, for which he placed him in a low-tide cam walker. Period. Dr. DeVenaro monitored his progress through 4-15-20. Period. On that occasion, Mr. Ramirez denied having any pain. Period. He was allowed to come out of a boot and could return to full unrestricted duty. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. In the paragraph on 3-8-21, the petitioner was seen in the same orthopedic practice by a physician assistant named Christian Brenner, B-R-E-N-N-E-R. But this was in regard to the right shoulder injury. Period. Mr. Brenner diagnosed traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff. Period. He was going to follow up with Dr. Dwyer for surgical evaluation. Period. This took place on 3-15-21. Period. Dr. Dwyer diagnosed right shoulder pain, comma, traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff, comma, as well as subluxation of the tendon of the long head of the biceps. Period. They elected to pursue surgical attention. Period. In paragraph on 9-14-21, Dr. Dwyer performed surgery on the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up through at least 10-5-21. Period. His surgical wounds were healing well. Period. He was to begin a home exercise program and his Percocet was decreased. Period. And not receipt of further progress notes from Dr. Dwyer. Period. However, he did participate in physical therapy running through 12-27-21. Period. New paragraph, physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He complained of tenderness with right shoulder range of motion in all planes. Period. Flexion was to 150 degrees and abduction to 120 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, or triggering. Period. When full right elbow flexion was performed, he complained of tenderness in the corresponding triceps. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted right hand grasp and shoulder abduction, comma 4/5 for elbow extension, and 4+/5 for resisted elbow flexion. Period. Transfers otherwise 5/5. Period. He seemed to feign having difficulty making a fist with his right index finger. Period. Shoulders. He had shoulders normal, hands, wrists, elbows. Tenelle's maneuver at the right medial epicondyle. He elicited pain and numbness and the ring long and small fingers going retrograde up the arm. Period. Phalen's maneuver elicited similar symptoms. Period. Extremities lower, he remained in his pants and simply rolled them up for visualization. Period. Deep ten root flexors were 3+ at the patella bilateral and 2+ at the Achilles. Period. Many muscle testing was 4+ for resisted right plantar flexion and extensive balance as longer strength in a non-reproducible fashion. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 throughout the lower extremities. Period. Foot and ankle. Tenosynovitis in the sole of the right foot gave a needle-like sensation, but no numbness or tingling. Period. Spine cervical. He was tender in the right suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasms. There was none on the left. Thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with an intelligent gait on the right while in the exam room. Period. Afterwards, I saw him ambulate with a normal gait. Period. In both occasions, he did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. He was able to walk on his heels fluidly. Period. He was able to walk on his toes with some difficulty. Period. He lost balance in a fairly feigned fashion. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 3/5/20, an object fell on Mr. Ramirez's right foot while at work. Period. He was diagnosed with a contusion. Period. He remained symptomatic and was seen orthopedically. Period. Within a short period of time, his symptoms improved. Period. He also was injured on 2/15/21 when he fell 5 feet off the ladder. Period. Initial x-rays were negative. Period. He did have an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted. Period. He underwent surgery on 9/14/21 to be inserted. Period. Therapy post-operatively running through 12/27/21 and followed up with Dr. Dwyer for at least 9/30/21. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found functional overlay. Period. He feigned inability to make a fist with the right index finger. Period. He complained of tenderness with range of motion of the right shoulder in all planes. Period. Provocative shoulder maneuvers were negative. Period. Phalanx maneuver at the wrists and tenelles at the right medial epicondyle elicited numbness as described above. Period. He had full range of motion of the lower extremities. Period. There was no tenderness palpation about the involved right foot. Period. He ambulated with an inconsistent gait. Period. At times it was intelligent, and afterwards it was normal. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. There is 10 to 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder, clavicle, and clavicle. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to his head and neck. Period. And we'll have to insert the head physical exam normal paragraph here as well.